let's make it just very briefly. Sunday, we're celebrating the 3,330th anniversary of Kabbalas HaTorah. The singular, most important, significant event in all of world history. The whole world is influenced by this one event. Of course, millions of members of Klal Yisrael stood there and heard Hashem speaking directly to them. Onoichi Hashem Lokecho, he identified himself. I'm the one who took you out of Mitzrayim. Now I'm going to reveal to you the purpose of creation, the purpose that I took you out of Mitzrayim, what this life that we live is all about. And literally, the whole world picked up on this. It created a certain negativity because there was a jealousy there. Chazal say, Mi Sinai Yotso Sino Le'oilom. From Sinai, our Sinai, came Sino with a sin, hatred to the world because, you know, only the Jewish people, they were the ones who were privileged. But despite all this hatred, everybody picked up on this message. And most of the civilized world's morality, their morals, their ethics, their values, emanate in some part from Maimon Har Sinai, from the Torah. The world knows that in our civilization, there is something that they call the Judeo-Christian ethic. Jewish-Christian ethic. This is the basic rules of living in a civil society. And of course, it's Judeo-Christian. It came from the Jews. The Jews came first. It came from the Torah. It came from our Tanakh. And then others sort of piggybacked on it and did whatever they did with it. But this is where it all emanates from. And it emanates from here on many different levels. One of the strangest things that I've ever found is every Christian Bible first prints the entirety of our Tanakh. In fact, the billions, and maybe trillions, I don't know the number, but it's certainly in the heavy, heavy billions of Bibles that were printed, more than any other book that was printed in all of human history, all, and it's not by us, we have not printed billions of Chumashim, billions of Tanakhs, but all present to the whole world, in every single language that exists on this planet, our story. There was a Maimon Har Sinai. Hashem appeared to the entire Jewish people and told them the purpose for which he brought them, to which he created the world, and for which they're existing here today. So this is a message that everybody has, and it's curious to think why they insist on writing it and publicizing it. And the answer is really very simple. No one in the world would believe that the Creator speaks to a human being unless there was a historical event with millions of witnesses who witnessed, who heard, who recorded in a document that they witnessed these events and passed it on to the next generation and future generations. And they need this, and they need this in order to have any legitimacy to any idea of what the Creator has in mind for us, even though then they come up with other ideas. How that doesn't fit with our Torah, because it's a parasha of Novi Sheker, is a different discussion. And they've also taken so many of our values. But if you look at the world today, the Judeo-Christian ethic, as they call it, is in trouble. Because the morality of the world today has declined beyond almost anything we can imagine. And I would like to suggest that there are a few reasons for this. And just to point out what might be some of the factors, or what I believe are some of the factors involved. Number one, of course, a lot has to do with our friend, or not such a friend, Charlie. You know Charlie? No? Charlie? Which one? Don't know which friend Charlie? He's not really a good friend. He really came up with a very, very bizarre and insulting idea. Charlie? Anybody?
Last name starts with a D.
What's that?
Who said that?
You did? I just want to make sure it wasn't the rabbi who was helping you. Okay, so Charlie Darwin, yeah? He came up with this wild idea. Basically, what he said to all of us and everyone else is, you're a bunch of accidents. That's it. You're a monkey. That's sort of part of it, but not really. But you're a bunch of accidents. Everybody is here by accident. Accident? There's no creation. There's no creator. There's no purpose. There's no reason to live. Do whatever you want. At least have a blast while you're still here and hope for the best or for the worst and get it over with. And, you know, suicide became very popular because of that also. Because if there's no purpose to live, so, like, who cares? So Charlie had a big effect on the world because gave him this idea that there is no purpose, there is no value system, there is, do whatever you want because you're just one big fat accident. But there was something else, I think, that also influenced this. And that was the secret of Klal Yisrael was lost on the world. Yes, they studied our values, but they were lacking two things that they didn't know. And these two things made all the difference in the world. Number one, they didn't have a Torah Shebaal Peh. The Torah Shebichsav was written down. Unfortunately, it even had to be translated. Maybe there was certainly some benefits, but it wasn't the way it was supposed to be. But the Torah Shebaal Peh was handed down, the oral Torah, from generation to generation, never to be written. And when it was written, even today, even with the advent of Art Scroll, you still need a Rebbe to give you the keys to be able to understand what the Torah Shebaal Peh is all about. And without a Torah Shebaal Peh, the Torah Shebichsav, the Bible, the Old Testament, is cryptic, it's mystic, it's hidden, it's not clear what it says. Number one. For example, let's combine the two together. And when we have a Torah Shebaal Peh, we also know that the words or the concepts that the Torah tells us go much further than anything than we would have imagined. For example, let's take the Aseres HaDibros, the Ten Commandments. The Torah tells us, Loi Tirzach. It's a prohibition against murdering someone. Okay? So, you're not supposed to murder. But you know something? You could certainly mess the guy up, and you could do things, you could hurt him, you could insult him, you could put him down, you hurt his feelings, you embarrass him. You know, I'm not murdering him, he's still alive. He'll live through it. He'll manage. And if that's all there is, then before you know it, once you start being insensitive to human life, then human life doesn't mean very much. And if human life doesn't mean very much, murder is not that far away. We're not held way back. We're not distanced light years from murder because life is cheap. Human beings' feelings are cheap. Everything hurting someone is cheap. Come along Chazal and they tell us that a person who is malbim pnei chaveiro barabim is considered as if he murdered him. Embarrassing a person publicly is considered in the category of murder. Why? Well, I don't know. I would put it and say, like, I would say at that moment that he was publicly embarrassed, he wishes he was dead. It's extremely painful to be publicly embarrassed. But the world doesn't know that because they don't have a Torah Shebaal Peh. And therefore, they don't have the distance from this concept of murder. That murder, you can't even say something publicly that's going to embarrass him. Of course, his life is precious. His feelings are precious. We care about him. You know, it's very interesting. The Chazal say that why was the Torah given on Vav Sivan? So the Chazal say that Hashem says to Moshe Rabbeinu, on Vav Sivan was a day of if you experienced sadness. Why? Because Vav Sivan, if you make the Cheshbon from Zayin Adar when he was born, Vav Sivan is 3 months, the day that he was put into the river. So Hashem says, that was a day of sadness for you. I'm going to make that day a day of simcha. Think about it. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is giving the Torah to Klal Yisrael. This is the most significant event in all of human history. The world, The world's sanity, the world's morality, the world's existence depends on it. And what do we find was a consideration in this massively important event? Oh, you know something, Moshe Rabbeinu, on this day, about 80 some years ago, he was put into the river. Whether he remembers, it doesn't even say that, because it doesn't say he's taking away the pain. It says, this was the day that you had tzar. Well, we're going to make this a day of simcha. This calendar day. Not that I'm feeling the pain now, it doesn't say that. But this was the calendar day of your suffering. 80 some years later, this is going to be the calendar day of simcha. And that should be a consideration in when to give the Torah, which is the most important event in all of human history. So the Torah Bichlal teaches us sensitivity, human feelings, the nth degree of sensitivity, sometimes beyond what we can even comprehend. And without the Torah Shebaal Peh, we don't know any of this. And therefore the world who doesn't know this, they start violating. And before you know it, there's not even the basic Lo Tirtzach. The Torah says loy signal. Actually, loy signal in Seferos HaDibros refers to something else, but we're forbidden to steal. Chazal, okay, you're not allowed to steal. Okay, you don't steal. So some people think that means grand larceny. You know, that's not petty theft, that's grand larceny. That's the big stuff. Chazal tell us, do you know what's included in the family of stealing? A person says good morning to you, and you don't respond. You stole. You deprived me. Good morning. Oh, very good. You deprived me of my due. You owed me a good morning because I said good morning to you. I said hello to you. You owed me something. You didn't pay me back. That's begeder, not the actual loisigno, if you're stealing. To take it one step further, the Torah says loisinov. This is a love against adultery. And chazal, adultery, no. In our society today, that one seems to be, well, they're all forgotten. Murder, you hear, there's a murder hour on every news station. I think it's usually on CBS, it's like at the 30, at the half hour, where that's the time they talk about all the murders. They put them all together, all these things, every day, every other day. If they don't have a murder that day, they come up with something else like that. But they talk about yesterday's murder. But it's school killings, this killing, that killing. And then they wonder why they happen, because they keep on pushing them and giving everybody ideas. If you notice, every time there's a school killing, there's another school killing. Because this nut that had nothing to do with his life, ooh, that sounds cool, they'll talk about me on the radio. Crazy world. But anyway, so comes to stealing, we know that's terrible. But adultery, morality, it's gone in our society. But you know what Chazal tell us? And I would dare say that that's part of the reason why it's gone. Chazal say it doesn't talk just about, you know, cheating on your wife. A person who is together with his spouse, with his wife, thinking about another woman, that's begeder loisinov. It's not adultery. Just like not saying good morning is not stealing. Just like embarrassing a person is not really killing him. He's alive and well. But it's in that family. And if we have those sensitivities, which Torah Shebaal Peh teaches us, they keep us far away from the heavier stuff. The stuff that even society would realize and recognize is forbidden. But without the Torah Shebaal Peh, and without the delicate definitions of the concepts of values and morals that the Torah gives us, the world just gets lost because there's no distance and it's one big cow. Yeah, don't do adultery, don't steal, don't kill, don't murder. Okay, so like, all right, I won't. But then it seeps in the little stuff, the supposedly, allegedly little stuff, and eventually the world falls apart. So anyway, I think that we're very privileged that we have not only received the Torah at Har Sinai 3,330 years ago on Sunday, but we're privileged to have reserved shtei Torahs, the Torah Shebichsav and the Torah Shebaal Peh. And the Torah Shebaal Peh is responsible for us understanding in depth the value system that Hashem has given to us in the Torah Shebichsav, making it possible to observe the Torah Shebichsav, and making it possible to guard the Torah Shebichtav and keep ourselves far away from the violation of the basic principles of human morality and human ethics. But a world that does not have the Torah Shebichtav, not in the Torah Shebichtav form, and does not have the Torah Shebaal Peh at all, that world is lost, because they function too close to the border and the fall is imminent. They're just so close to falling because they're not far away, they're not distant. But there's one more secret, and with that I just want to conclude. And that's another secret. Judaism has a secret that the world has not even begun to touch. And that is the Talmud Torah Keneged Kulam. We're called the people of the book. Probably the world means that we brought that book, the Bible, to the world's attention. But I think it means much more than that. We're the people that are constantly studying the book. And without the secret of constant study, all this morality goes out the window. Because, okay, I got it, I know it. Oh, I know it, sure I know it. But you know something? Knowledge is here, passion is here, and the passion reigns supreme. Anyone who thinks that the mind is in control of his actions is making a big mistake. The mind thinks. In fact, the Vilna Gaon has a moshel. He compares it to a horse and a rider. He says, the mind and the heart is like a horse and a rider. He says, the rider sets the direction, but the horse is pulling in his direction. And if the horse sees something that's attractive to him, whatever it may be, it's a hot day and he's thirsty, or he sees some other horses or whatever he does, I don't know, whatever horses do, and the rider has to make sure to rein him in. The rider has to make sure to guide him. The rider has to make sure to hold those reins strong, because otherwise the horse will pull him away. The human being is like a horse and a rider. He has a body that's like a horse. No insult intended. But this horse has all kinds of desires. He's pulling in all directions. And the mind has to bring it under control. And the only way the mind keeps it under control, if it's adaite. Milso deloi rami ale deinish lav adaite. If a person doesn't think about something, if a person isn't studying constantly, if a person isn't constantly connected with the source of his morality, with Hashem and his Torah, through his Torah, to be connected with Hashem, to be constantly reinforcing and reinvigorating and reminding of my moral responsibilities in this world, then morality goes out the window. Yeah, I know, I heard about something. You're not allowed to murder, and you're not allowed to steal, and you're not allowed to commit adultery. Very nice. Tell me some more stories. It remains like bobomyces. It's something of the past. It's an interesting thought. Oh, it's a nice goal. Oh, wouldn't it be nice if society abided by these principles? But it's not lemaisa. It's only the mitzvah of Lilud HaTorah which makes this lemaisa. So we're very fortunate. We received the Torah at Har Sinai 3,330 years ago. We received a mitzvah of Talmud Torah to study that Torah. We received the secrets of that Torah in the form of the Torah Shebaal Peh. And we truly have the formula to maintain a society of morality and ethics and values and behavior that's appropriate for human beings and buck the influence of everything negative that's going on out there.
Question. It sounds like Rebbe saying that by us going to shir every day and learning, so what's happening is we're maintaining that passion, so we're able to act on this morality and act on these principles. So I think a lot of people in this room probably are having a disconnect between that as gittin. Let's say we're learning stuff as gittin, help us with that. I understand if we're learning things about mominess, the property damage, or caring about people, but in the notion, it's sort of...
Very good question. Very good question. The rabbi asks good. Okay.
Did you all have that question?
Yeah.
If there was. Okay, anyway, so I would like to ask another question to make it even more difficult. Chazal say, Ein lecho ben choirin, ela mi she'oisik batoiro. There is no one who's free unless one who is studying oisik, eisik batoiro. It means learning. Some one nusach is even mi she'oisik batalmud toiro. He's learning. Learning is free. What? That's freedom. What does the learning do? It tells me can't do this, can't do that, can't do the other thing, right? Can't. And a couple of cans. But it's a lot of responsibility. It's a burden. It's freedom. You know who's free? The guy could do whatever he pleases. He's free, right? Okay? So I would like to try to deal with both of these questions together. You see, the human being is not free. You know why? Because he is in control of his passions. The Torah says, L'sur acharei levavchem, v'acharei einechem. Acharei einechem refers to passion. We see, in my day, they used to see monkey see, monkey do. Maybe that has to do with Darwin's theory, I don't know. But a monkey sees something, so he mimics it. We do that too. And we not only mimic it, we desire it. I see temptation, I'm just drawn to the temptation. And that's the human heart. And that's why Hashem created us, so that we should get extra reward by overpowering the temptation and doing what's right. And He helps us to do so. Every day the Eitzahara is going to win this battle, unless Hashem helps us, which He does, and we can win. Okay. So now, we're not free. You know who is free? The one who is Isaac B'Talmud Torah. Even though he's learning Gittin, and hopefully it will never be Nagela Maisa for him, I mean, in his own personal life. But what is he learning? He's learning the Dvar Hashem. He's learning the intricacies of a parsha of the Torah that Hashem taught Klal Yisrael to enhance the quality of their lives. Sometimes it has to happen. Sometimes it's necessary. And what am I doing? This is the Torah session. And not I'm just studying it, but is it this or is it that? What's the kasha? Well, I thought like this, but no, I made a mistake. It's really something else. And you know, there's really two ways of looking at it. And I thought to look at it this way. Tosis in his Hamina looks at it this way. And this. And what are we studying? I'm studying the Dvar Hashem. I'm constantly connected to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. My day and my night, I'm thinking, what does Hashem think about this? What's His position about that? What's His directive about this? I want to get close to Him through understanding Him. That creates the ultimate freedom, because now I have the strength to overpower those desires. And that happens with Gittin, and it makes no difference whether they're learning Gittin or whether they're learning Shabbos or whether they're learning other things. The Torah is the Torah's Hashem. And when I make that brocha in the morning, I recognize that this is the Torah that Hashem gave us, and I am Meshabed myself to the Torah. But in reality, Rabbi, you're right. As the Yerushalmi brings one who learns, not with the intention of observing. I'm learning academically. I'm not learning in order to observe the Torah. He would have been better off not being created. Because the whole purpose of the Torah is to create shibud. We are obligated. And the obligation to Hashem frees us. Why? Because the passions we can't control. But Hashem gives us free will. That means I study the Torah. I still have the free will to do an aveir if I want. I'm free now. Before I studied the Torah, I didn't have the power to do good. Because the passions overpower me. And I'm drawn to the evil. I'm drawn to the temptation. And even if I may not want to do it, I fall. How many people have fallen and ruined their lives and their families and their marriages and their children and everything because they fall to temptation. They spend years in jail. They spend years in mental hospitals. Who knows what happens to them? All because they fall to temptation. And they can't handle it anymore. It ruins everything in their lives. The power to prevent the fall to temptation comes from the fact that there's a creator with a directive, and I'm constantly studying his directives. And I, as I study, I'm studying Amanas Lasis, that whatever the directive, I take his directive so seriously. I analyze it so analytically and so deeply, because I am committed, no matter what it is, to do. So even if I'm studying Gittin, in the theoretical Almanas Lasis, if I was a rabbi and I had to prepare a get, or I'm studying Kodshin, bringing Korbonis to the Beis HaMikdosh, which today is theoretical because we don't have a Beis HaMikdosh, but I'm doing it to get to know the directive. That means I'm sensitive to the fact that there is a director and that he has directives, and those directives have to be the guidelines and the guideposts of my life. And that's what gives me freedom to be able to control temptation.
Let me just ask one more thing on that. Oh, I'm just wondering about that. No, I mean, is there also power, and also the same concept, that when you learn...
One second.
I'm saying when you learn, I'm saying that... You know, we know, let's say Rish Lakish would be, it was Makabel to, right when he was Makabel, he was going to marry Reuven's daughter. The second he did, he couldn't jump back already. He jumped over the river because he was so Reuven, so beautiful. And then Reuven said, I'll give you my beautiful sister. I mean, if you go to Yeshiva, your strength reach for Torah. Suddenly he couldn't jump back. Why? So is that the same idea? Meaning once he was Makabel, meaning the strength, it gave him less strength. Meaning the strength comes from sort of that the physical...
Very interesting. I never thought of that. That's very beautiful. Chazal say, Torah mateshes koichel shel odom. Torah weakens the physical strength of a person. I never understood what that means. Maybe you're right. Maybe what that means is it diminishes the physical passions that drive us crazy and drive us up a wall and drive us away from doing what's right and what's proper and what makes sense in our lives and in our family's life and in our attempt to live a normal and a moral and an ethical life. That may very well be the pshat. I like that. Thank you very much. Anyway, gentlemen, Hashem should help. You should have a great Yom Tov. We should be zeichet to appreciate the significance of that great event that took place 3,330 years ago on Sunday. And Hashem should help that we should be zeichet to follow in the ways of His Torah. Amen.